Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
And I'm Brian Tracy, and welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
Turbocharge Your Brand TV. This exclusive interview with Brian Tracy would not have been possible without my friends Gotham, Mr. Ram, and the team at the Right Selection Group. If you want to go and see some of the very best speakers in Dubai from all around the world, make sure you connect with them because they're connected to the very biggest and best. Thank you, Brian. It's a complete pleasure to sit with such a legend, a guru in sales, motivation, personal development. Absolutely fantastic. I've got so many questions to ask you, but I want to start with one thing in particular. Do you think that this is the age of personal branding?
Yes, absolutely, because everything today is credibility. It's the most important single element in success, in business, and in personal life. And credibility is branding. And the best definition of branding that I've ever heard is a combination of the promises that you make when you ask people to use your products or services and the promises that you keep. And the promises that you keep when people trust you and believe in you are what makes your personal brand.
With social media and so on, I think more than anything, people become an instant brand the minute they open a Facebook account. Now, that has a knock-on effect on the way that they'd run a business as well.
Yes, but the question is, how deep is the brand? Mm. If you take a company like Apple, which has been in business since 1986, they have a fantastic brand for quality, but it's taken decades to develop. So you cannot develop an instant brand. You can put your name out there, but then people have to deal with you, experience the results of dealing with you. They have to build up their credibility slowly. People today are very skeptical and very cautious, and they're overloaded with information, so it takes time.
Now, you talk about the need to clarify in terms of yourself, your business, and your direction. Could you explain a bit more about what that really means?
Well, you have to pick a single message that you want to have. For example, you could say Apple is technologically innovative and advanced. You could say Mercedes-Benz is excellence in automotive engineering. You could say that McDonald's is fast, efficient, and predictable in fast food. So you have to decide what words do you want people to use when they refer to you. And then what are the things that you have to do in all of your interactions with people so that it automatically triggers those words. And this cannot be left to chance. It's got to be something that you deliberately think about and you think about all the time. And then you can, you know, talk to people. When you think about me, him or her, what words come to mind? And that is your brand.
So clarification is very important. In terms of the way that people are right now, once upon a time, people used to resist change, but we're really in an age of change now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we're in an age of the fastest rate of change in all of human history, except for tomorrow and next week. And we really don't have a choice. We do not have the choice to resist change. What we have to do is recognize the changes that are affecting our lives and our business, and we have to get ahead of the wave of change. What information is coming out that will affect our business? What market trends? What technological trends? What are competitors doing? And these are the thoughts of the people who will own the future.
You have been known worldwide as a guru in sales and many other things, but I think that everybody is effectively a salesperson, but they tend to not think of it like that. Why do you think people resist sales so much?
Well, first of all, people are afraid of rejection. The fundamental problem with everyone in business is they're afraid of rejection. One of the things they do is they try to use internet or email messages to avoid exposing themselves to rejection. But selling is basically just persuasion. Like if you want to be an effective public speaker, the job of the public speaker is to persuade people to accept their ideas. and to take action on their ideas. Persuasion is a better word, and persuasion, they have found, is the most important quality of successful people. They have the ability to persuade other people to cooperate with them. And if you don't have the ability, the flip side is you must always be the recipient of being persuaded by someone else.
And of course, when that happens, it means that you are no longer in control of your destiny. I think there's many people who are experiencing that just now.
Yes, you become passive. You become like a deer in the headlights. You develop what is called learned helplessness. You feel helpless at the rapid rate of change. But if you take control and you become more persuasive, which you can learn to do, you feel in control of your life.
I want to ask you one last question, and this is something that you blew me away with when you talked about, and that's how to increase your wealth 10 times by doing some very simple things. How can people do that? Because most people miss the trick, but it's actually quite simple if you do it incrementally, isn't it?
Yes, well, there are three little principles. One is called the law of incremental improvement, is get a little bit better each day. The other is the law of accumulation, which says that everything that you do eventually accumulates into something larger. And the other is almost what we could call compound interest. Every piece of knowledge and skill that you gain, you can combine with other pieces of knowledge and skill to greatly multiply your ability. So the bottom line is be a lifelong student, constantly learning and applying new things. And the cumulative effect over time can be quite extraordinary.
Absolutely, and that's exactly where you should start. We've been joined by the guru, the legend, the amazing Brian Tracy to kick off the season 2 of Turbocharger Brand TV. Brian, thank you so much for spending that time.
Thank you.
Excellent. More great stuff coming. Make sure you stick around.
I guess this is our job. It's just like someone who, a heart surgeon turning up and not doing their job. This is our job. This is what we're paid. We're flown all the way from Australia by a company.
Hi, I'm Dave Crane.
Hi, and I'm George Gregan. And welcome to Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
This is where to be. Stick around for Turbocharge Your Brand TV.